It's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a man actually caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and a good ship and crew was in peril. And late on that night, and the ship's lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the end and Fitzgerald. Turn the minutes to hours. The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. Well, they might have split up or they might have capsized. They might have broke deep into the water. And all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Church bell chimes and it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald.